The story is told of a day when Margaret Thatcher won another general election. A crowd gathered outside Buckingham Palace where they would catch a glimpse of her as she arrived to seek the Queen's permission to form a new government. She was delayed. The crowd drifted away, except for one young man with a pram. When Mrs. Thatcher still did not appear, she made to go home until she heard a voice. "Don't go." She looked around. No one there. A few more minutes passed. Still no appearance by Mrs. Thatcher. Again she started to walk away. Then again, "Don't go." She looked around, and there, not far away, was a policeman, the obvious source of the voice. "Why not?" she asked. His lips not moving, he replied, "Can't say. Don't go." And a few minutes later, she was rewarded with the sight of Mrs. Thatcher arriving at Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen. What is this to do, you may wonder, with the closing words of Paul's long chapter 15 of his first letter to the church in Corinth? This is what he wrote. "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain." The connection is this: perseverance, a theme we spent a week on during Lent. Paul is telling us that we make a big mistake if we imagine that what we call heaven is going to be entirely unconnected with this life. And it's another big mistake to see this life as waiting for that heaven. Between what now is and what is still to come are elements of discontinuity, and there are elements of continuity. Just as my crop of potatoes are growing out of the seed potatoes I planted a few days ago. I want to live a resurrection-fueled life in the here and now, marked as far as possible by qualities of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. But what's the point? Someone might still object. When you die, you leave it all behind. To which the Christian answer is, no, I won't. It is what is still to come that gives meaning and direction to how we live now. When Jesus was raised from the dead on that first Easter morning, the life of the new kingdom burst out with him, invading the present. Eternal life has already begun. All of this gives full force to the glorious words with which 1 Corinthians chapter 15 ends. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. And that is the message of the resurrection, to cheer us on our way as we continue to journey through this pandemic.